A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
It's time to take you inside Eagle football with the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, and Shadron State head coach, Jay Long.
Welcoming in head coach Jay Long for tonight's Jay Long Show. Coach, glad you're with us here today. Did you make it up last night and watch the whole Broncos game?
No, we were watching some CSU Pueblo game last night on film is what I was watching. But I know that was a crazy game, and I am a Broncos fan, so that made it a little bit harder.
All right, already jumping right on into Pueblo. Not surprised to hear that at all, Coach. Let's dive into last week a little bit, and then we'll look ahead to Pueblo at the end of the show. Opening night, it was really two football games up there in Spearfish. Struggling the first half down. 17-0, domination for you in the second half, winning 48-31. What have you been talking about with the team regarding that stark difference in the game the past couple days?
You know, I think the biggest thing is when you look at our first half, is that, you know, we came out and we weren't executing. What we really talked about with our guys was that when you make a mistake, you got to change it, fix it, and then make sure it doesn't ever happen again. And I thought that our guys did exactly that in the first half. After it got done, we knew we had a poor first half. We can sit there and harp on it, or we can change it and go fix it. And our guys did that exactly in the second half. And I'm proud of the guys on how they, you know, fought through the adversity. They kept believing. And really, it's everything that what our culture is about. When we talk about and we live, you know, daily through the off season and through the summer workouts and those things, and that was what we were able to rely on in that second half. I think that, you know, another thing I think is really big is we won the fourth quarter again, and we had a second half comeback, and, you know, that's a trait of a tough team, and that's something we take a lot of pride in, so I'm proud of the guys on how we finished the game.
Yeah, there have been a lot of really good second half comebacks in recent CSC history, and that fourth quarter was strong, and I think even before the fourth quarter, one of the big key moments in the game, Coach, was in the third. Mm-hmm. You come out, you drive the football right down the field in eight plays, and Elijah Miles scores you a touchdown to make it 17-7, but then BH answered right back with their 9-play drive, and it was 24-7. Did you feel like you were in a little trouble at that point, or were you still feeling confident moving ahead?
You know, I just knew we were in a, you know, for lack of better terms, a dogfight that, you know, it was going to have to go out, and we're going to have to score, and we're going to have to execute. And the thing that I think that really helped, you know, our minds was is that Black Hills wasn't stopping us. We were stopping ourselves in the first half. In that second half, it felt like we got it fixed, and we did some adjustments as a coaching staff. And our guys went out and executed those adjustments. And Black Hills' game plan was as they wanted to spill all of our run game outside to where they had their help. In the first half, that made us struggle in our run game. In the second half, we decided, you know, we fixed some blocking so that way we could hit it downhill. And Elijah Miles really, really took off and had a great game. And then in the passing game, by them guys wanting to spill everything to the sideline, what that was doing is it was opening up some of our receivers. And that's when our quick passing game, you know, really started to take off. And after that point, you know, that felt like a real big turning point in the game. And we knew that once our offense started scoring, our defense was going to be able to not have to be on the field as much.
Yeah.
The first half, they were on the field. I don't know what the time of possession was, but it was high compared to us on offensively. So, you know, I thought that our guys went out and executed that game plan, and the halftime adjustments really helped out. And once again, just really I'm proud of our guys for finishing the game because it could have went a different way real easily.
A lot of fans probably want to know your thoughts on the new-look offensive line. You've got a guy in like Jared Machaychak coming back to lead things, but guys all in different spots. You said you changed up some blocking and things. What would you assess the offensive line on opening night?
You know, I would tell you the first series what happened was is, you know, there's four new offensive linemen out there, and human nature is when you go into something that you're not sure of or you're not comfortable with is to be hesitant and to feel things out. And I truly felt like those four new offensive linemen, like they felt they had to feel their way out and see, hey, can I play at the Division II level? Can I play in the RMAC? Can I do this? And I think that affected a couple of our drives early. Once they realized, you know, that human nature was gone and it's, hey, we're playing football, we got to go beat the guy across from us, then I thought they executed pretty dang well.
Coach Long with us here on Tuesday night, as we always have the Coach Long Show here on Double Q Country. You had touched on Elijah Miles. He just ran terrific for 138 yards, didn't lose a yard at all. And another offensive performance that was recognized by the conference was Dalton Holst, your quarterback, RMAC Player of the Week, 4 touchdowns, 327 yards, and he spread the ball around and had 3 different guys catch TD passes.
You know, we thought we had some guys with some pretty good stats this week that could have, you know, made the RMAC Player of the Week. And, you know, we talked quite a bit about Dalton. Dalton's a terrific football player, and you know, another part of this was that, you know, Dalton in that second half, he was what we expect Dalton to be and what he expects himself to be, and he has showed that he's one of the top quarterbacks in our league and in the country with finding guys. I think he had 3 incomplete passes in the second half, and you know, he's putting the ball right on the money. He was putting the slide protections where he needed to put the protections. He was executing. He had good pocket presence, and you know, there's some things he wants to improve on, obviously, but you know, I'm proud of him on how he executed. And the other ones I want to talk about, you know, defensively, I thought that we had some great standout numbers also. Travis Wilson had 17 tackles at linebacker. That's unreal numbers. Tyler Lewis, a.k.a. the Gator, he also had a terrific game. He had an interception. He had a sack. He had some tackles for loss. I think our coaches had him right around 14 tackles. I think the stats show, I think, 10 or 8 or something like that. But he had a terrific game. And then also nose guard, Alex Mai, had 7 tackles and a sack and a tackle for loss. And at nose, that's tough. And I'm proud of Mai because this is his first year of getting on the field. That was his first game reps was on Saturday, and he's fought through a lot of adversity and in his career here at Shattern State, and I'm proud of him. And I thought any of those 4 real easily could have been, you know, player of the weeks. And then you throw Elijah in there, had a great game. You throw Tavon in there, he had a great game. Jackson Dickerson had a great game. You know, our guys that we, you know, started off talking the season about, players, I thought they came out and had good games.
I bet Mitch Collicott's pumped about Alex Mai. In the middle there is one of those cloggers and stuffers, the assistant coach down on the D-line. We'll be back with more and head coach Jay Long after this.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shattern Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shattern Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shattern Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.
More Eagle football talk right now on the Jay Long Show, presented by Shattern Glass and Windows.
Coach, you started talking defense a little bit before the break. The pace that your defense had to face, Black Hills going as fast a pace as we've ever seen them try to move the football. Was getting adjusted to that a huge factor in the first half, or did you kind of expect they might be bringing that at some point with new personnel and new coordinators?
You know, whenever the first game hits, you know, there's those unknowns. Everybody's going to work together. The coaching staff work together, how our players are going to react, how what they're going to give us, and how we're going to react and attack those things. Coach Jersey is a terrific defensive mind and a terrific coach. And, you know, he made the comment, this is the fastest we've ever had a team attack us. And I look back and I evaluated myself, and I think some of that, you know, needs go on me. You know, we have 2 Coach Jerseys up in the box. We had 2 new defensive guys on the sideline with Coach Sassy and Coach Cook that were running substitution and those things. And Black Hills was substituting, and we were trying to match their speed with the substitutions, and I think that allowed them to be able to go faster, whereas when they substitute, we have as a defense time to be able to adjust to what they're giving us. Mm-hmm. And we were running guys out as fast as they were running them out, and that was allowing them to, you know, to be able to play fast. And I thought after the first quarter we settled in, we were able to control our side of the line where we also could run the pace with it, and now we're able to slow things down. But yeah, that was something I think they did affect us a little bit in that first quarter. That, and also, you know, there was 2 3 and outs by our offense, which, you know, that's hard on defense. Truly, in that first half, for us to be at 17-0 was a good point, because it was hard on our defense. I know our time possession was not even at all. The Black Hills' time of possession was way higher.
Well, it was awesome to see in the second half how the defense flipped things around, and you committed no turnovers as an offense coach, and you got 3 takeaways, 3 interceptions. DeAndre Barthwell, we mentioned Lewis's pick, and Demetrius McFadden had a momentum pick right at midfield. And you are the first coach to always say that turnovers are going to win you a football game when you win that battle.
You know, I want to go back just for a second on that last question you just asked, and you know, I want to make sure that I take the blame for that on that first quarter because I was the one that was on the sideline and I was the one that was seeing it. And then we went and communicated it, and I think that we were able to slow it back down. But with turnovers, you exactly nailed it on the head. We had three takeaways and we had zero giveaways. And when you look at every game, whoever wins the turnover ratio battle typically wins the game. That's a big factor in every game. And I thought for the first game of the year, I thought that was outstanding. And that's something that we got to continue to focus on throughout the year.
Every week, we take a look at the Hammer Award recipient or the contenders that are in the mix, Coach. And that's for, obviously, special teams fans. The Hammer Award given out each week. Team votes on it. And who are we looking at this week for a potential Hammer winner?
We did our voting a little bit different this year. We wanted to give it so everybody has an opportunity to vote on it. Our nominees is Jackson Dickerson. He had a huge punt return, a 26-yard punt return, which I think provided another spark in the game to help us get short field position to be able to go out and score off of. Micah Sherbarth, he laid a big hit on kickoff. And after that, every time that the Black Hills returner, he fair caught after that, every one of them. Like I say always, that, you know, nothing fires up a team bigger than a big hit, and Micah provided that big hit, and he also took away that fight on the kickoff return guy, which I think is absolutely awesome. Cole Thurness had a terrific kickoff return. He lowered his shoulder and he laid a big hit on a guy, and that also I think provided a spark for our team. And then also Stephen Brown, he didn't get nominated because of the penalty, but he had a huge kickoff return, you know, got negated by a block in the back, but we'll get those things fixed. Stevin's one of the, you know, best kickoff returners that we've had on in Chatham State, and I'm looking forward to having him, you know, take some returns back this week versus Pueblo.
Let's look at injuries now. Coach Tyler Lewis, who we've talked about a lot in the interview, obviously came back in the game and finished strong. Marvin Williams, one of your new O-linemen, got hurt. He came back too as well. Starting safety Brendan Bramer didn't play. How's the team looking, those guys and some of the other things, injury and health-wise, early in the week?
You know, Don sent out the injury report on Sunday and injury report on Monday. You know, it's your typical, you know, after a game, injury report. We're hoping that Brendan Bramer is able to come back this week. He's been, you know, struggling with a little muscle injury, but I feel like he's starting to get closer. And last week he took a few reps, and he's saying that he's feeling better. So hopefully we get him back. Otherwise, you know, we're fairly healthy, and that's something that we got to make sure that we, you know, continue to stress. And you know, our two strength coaches did an outstanding job, I think, preparing our guys in the summer, off season. So it's something that we're going to continue to stress, and hopefully we can keep that injury bug away.
Coach, I can't wait to get into the details with you on the CSU Pueblo game on our pregame show coming up Saturday, but let's get the early look at Pueblo. They're coming in as a top 10 team. We're hungry. They're hungry. Teams don't like each other. I know you guys are just jacked for this one.
You know, I think the biggest thing about this is that I'm excited about it. And, you know, Pueblo's ranked number 9 in the country. We're receiving votes. So we got two top teams in the country coming out to play each other at home in a night game. We've got the 90s reunion there. It's going to be a great atmosphere and against two great teams. And we're just excited for this opportunity. And we're excited to go play in these big-time games. And, you know, on Sunday, one of the things we talked about was the reason why you come to Chatham State is to play in big games. And when you look at over the years, you know, the big games that Chatham's played in, how we compete in those big games is something that we need to strive to do and go out and play. And I'm excited. Our guys are excited, and our coaches are excited. And we're going to put together a great game plan. And our guys are going to go out there and they're going to go out and execute them. And in the game, when you have two big time teams playing against each other, there's going to be highs and lows. And our guys got to go out and we got to attack. And no matter what the scenario is, no matter what the adversity gets put at us, we go out and we execute and focus on doing our job. And I think it should be a real fun day.
I agree. Can't wait to see it. Coach, again, thanks for coming in tonight, doing the Jay Long Show once again, and good luck this week in practice. We'll visit again with you before game time on Saturday.
Thank you, and once again, we were watching the film against Black Hills this weekend, and it was absolutely awesome to see on film. Our crowd was there, and we were there the whole game, and you could tell when the game changed. You started seeing the Black Hills crowd start walking out early, and the Chatham State crowd just couldn't wait to get on the field after we won. And I want to thank everybody for going up there. It was a great time, great fun, and we appreciate you guys' support.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
Tune in next week for more insights into the Eagles' latest game, team happenings, and what's coming up next on the gridiron for Shadron State football. To hear a replay of tonight's show, visit panhandlepost.com or subscribe for free on iTunes for weekly downloads.